It's 10:16 in Chicago and time for the Harvest Moon Festival vocal semifinals on the Arbogast Show.
That's very well done, Greg and Ed. Boy.
Thanks.
You didn't do anything. You keep out of
it. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
We rehearsed that bit for a long time. Greg and Ed and I came through with it in pretty fine style. Remember him? Fred Feinstein?
Fred. Oh, Fred, engineer at WHB.
That's right. A long time ago, wasn't it?
Sure seems like it.
Tonight, along with words... Oh, by the way, my name is Jim Flemingway, and tonight we're going to have a show of some sort. We have, along with words from me and my friend over here, a word from Morris B. Sachs, something about Peter Paul's Almond Joy candy, and also a word about coffee from the Pan American Coffee Bureau. Tonight, for the fourth consecutive Wednesday, we've got the six top vocal semifinalists chosen as the best of the 18 singers we've had here on the Sid Appleman Show for the last four Wednesdays. Of the six singers we'll hear tonight, four will be chosen to sing in the big Sun Times Harvest Moon Festival at the Chicago Stadium a week from this Saturday night. And then on that night, November 22nd, one boy and one girl will be selected as Chicago's top amateur vocalists. The winning boy will get a guest appearance on the Kate Smith television show in New York as his first prize. And the girl that takes top honors will go to Hollywood for a paid network TV spot on the Georgie Jessel All-Star Review. And there are other prizes for the winners and runners-up, too. For instance, the girl winner will receive a week's engagement at Schinderman's Oakton Manor Resort in Wisconsin, and the runner-up vocalist will collect $150 each, with $50 going to the third-place winners. That's the contest in its essence, so let's meet our first vocalist for tonight. Pete?
First of all, Bob, I'd like you to meet number 406, Esther Kleggerman, and she was here last week, and you started to talk to her about how she became a singer, and you never got a chance, so maybe you could now.
Yeah, I could. This is sort of a funny bit. We established last week, Esther, by the way, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
That's wonderful. We established last week that you were a dancer. Whereabouts do you dance here?
I'm at the Gaiety Village.
That's on
Fullerton and Crawford.
And that's where they have that pretty crazy comedian out there,
yes,
huh?
Yes, Phil Tucker. He's very
I've
funny.
Heard lots of good reports about him. I have to go out there and see him sometime. We could stand to learn a little bit about it, believe me. Well, why, how come you're a dancer, and how come that brings you up here as a singer, Esther?
Well, I was a singer originally, but I lost my voice for a year and a half, and I couldn't sing at all.
Is that right?
So that's why I started dancing, but then I got my voice back later on through...
Same kind of voice did you get back with this time, or did you start with another kind at one time?
Well, I think it's a little more natural now than it used to be because I learned proper breathing.
Well, good. I hope it turns out well for you. Esther Kleggerman, number 406, our first vocalist for tonight, is going to sing for us a thing called When I Fall in Love.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, for I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ever.
For the benefit of our very alert judges, that was our first vocal semifinalist for tonight. Esther Kligerman, number 406, with When I Fall in Love, and that was very pretty, too. Going to have some rough competition tonight, I can tell. Right now, here's a word from Daddy Warbucks.
Hello, girls. This is Elizabeth Hart. As I left the studio the other day, I overheard a woman's remark. She said, if I had money to spend on imported fabrics and designs like Elizabeth Hart, I could be beautifully dressed, too. Ladies, that woman just hasn't heard that Morris B. Saks has some of the most beautiful imported coats in the country. Coats regularly priced up to $114.90, now only $54.90. These imports started in Paris. Then the designs were flown to Holland, where they were cut of exquisite wools from the greatest looms of Europe. And there were added the hand-sewn touches of old-world artistry. You'll find rich plaids, small and great checks, luxurious solids. Every one a continental import. Come in, see these coats. Regularly $114.90, now just $54.90. That's at Morris B. Saks, and only Morris B. Saks. North and South Side stores.
Well, while that word from Morris B. Saks was coming on, Esther Kligerman fled from the room. What's the matter?
She had to go to work over there to the Gaiety Village to dance for the people.
I thought
they were very kindly to her, and they let her have part of the evening off so that she could come and compete.
I thought I'd ruined everything. I don't know, but I guess maybe I will later on.
No, she wasn't unhappy with you, Bob.
With you, then, I suppose.
No. Next, I'd like you to meet number 667, who is Chuck McLaughlin. Chuck, this is Arbol because you met him before, but I just thought maybe if you forgot, you know.
How could you forget me? How have you been, Chuck?
Swell.
What's happened the past? You were on the first week, too, weren't you?
True.
And what's happened to you since then? Have people told you about how they heard you on the radio, or anyone mentioned that?
Few people have mentioned.
That proves that there are a few people who do listen to this radio program, I would imagine. What do you do, Chuck? Did we ask you that before?
I'm a construction worker.
Uh-huh. And what do those duties encompass as a construction worker?
The driving of a truck.
A truck driver?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the best singing that I've ever come through with. It's pretty poor in its own way, but the two places I sing best are in the shower or when driving.
Really?
Do you ever sing when you drive?
In the shower, too.
Both places, huh? What's your favorite song for when you're driving? You got one of those sort of the song of the open road type bit and screaming it up?
Truck wheels carry me home.
That's no not bad. A bad song. That comes on pretty cool. Number 667, Chuck McLaughlin. To sing, what do we got here? Well, it's going to be good, believe me.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver sun of life. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, all your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
McLaughlin, and we finally figured out what it was because I had the wrong song on the list here. It's a thing made famous by the household finance company Glee Club along about 1939. You'll never float alone. And now, Daddy, what do you got here?
Well, here's a real old friend of ours. She was on with us 2 weeks ago.
She's
and
not
she
so
also,
old.
Oh, well, no, I mean
yeah,
old friend.
Oh, I see what you mean.
She was here with us last year, too, and I think was one of the runners-up. Lois Ray, number 181.
Well, hello again, Lois.
Hello.
This is the second time we've met this year, and I bet you're getting pretty tired of it. No, on the contrary, Bob. I think you're very nice. Say it. Never mind. Lois, tell us something about your activity in the past as a singer. I understand you had quite a big thing going in Philadelphia the early part of this year. Is that right?
Yes. I went to Philadelphia to do the role of Carmen.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It came off very nicely.
Now, that's a pretty important thing. All the high-class type singers do that, don't they? I'm very unfamiliar with music, believe me, but I mean, I like things like Bachami, you know, as far as it goes. What plans have you for the future here in Chicago as a singer? Anything big coming up?
Well, I plan to make my debut here in Chicago in the near future.
Will we be able to see that? You know where it's going to be?
No, not yet, I don't, but you'll be able to see it.
Anytime you want to make a debut, Lois, come right down here and we'll debut. Won't amount to anything on our part, I mean. Lois Ray, number 181, You and the Night, and Charlie Tompkins. Lois Ray, number 181, You and the Night in the Music, and Lois semifinalist last year. This may be the year for her. Could be. I have a word for you right now, and then it's going to be on to our second male vocalist for tonight. There's a well-known expression that goes, nothing is perfect. You've also heard it's the exception that proves the rule. Well, now, here is one of those exceptions, something that's really perfect. Peter Paul's Almond Joy. You can't buy finer candy than Almond Joy because Almond Joy is the perfect candy. The chocolate used in Almond Joy is no ordinary grade of chocolate. No, sir. It's top quality milk chocolate. Blended to Peter Paul's own exclusive recipe, and then, so you'll always get that true coconut flavor, every Almond Joy is filled with the finest Philippine coconut, soft and juicy. And the whole toasted almonds that top it all off are finest quality, too. Almond Joys are always made home kitchen fresh and then double wrapped to stay just that way. Look for the bright new orange wrapper with the ivory band and get yourself a big double Peter Paul Almond Joy today. You'll enjoy that true coconut flavor.
Hey, Mom, I want an Almond Joy.
Delicious Peter Paul Almond Joy.
That wonderful chocolate coconut bar. It's home kitchen fresh and best by far.
Gee, I love them. I love them.
Almond Joy.
And now, Tim, how about you introducing our second male vocalist for tonight, Tim?
Well, next, George, I'd like you to meet a young man who's done a little bit of professional singing in his time before coming here to the Harvest Moon Festival Vocal Semifinal Audition
Theater. All right, all right. They're all over. They elected one last week.
Oh. Paul Etheridge, 586.
How do you do, Paul?
How do you do?
I remember seeing you. Tonight you're going to sing a different song from the one you honored us with before. Is that right?
That's right.
Happens to be, and this is quite true, one of my favorites. It's going to be... Don't start playing yet, Carl. We're just talking over here. No, Gone with the Wind by the record I like best of it is this Torme thing, and you mentioned you hadn't heard that. I would recommend that you do. It's real nice.
Oh, yes, sir.
You said you were you like Torme pretty much.
Oh, yes,
you?
I do, very much.
What's your organization you just sang with recently?
I sang with Eddie Howard's orchestra.
And what, did Eddie take time off or something like that?
Yeah, he was away doing a single on television and...
And he's returned now to his own band,
that's
so
right.
That leaves you without too much to do. Well, you know, something may come out of all this Harvest Moon bit. I would rather imagine that if you win it, or even come close, well, you may get some offer, because I've heard you and you have a real nice voice. So we'll have that song right now, Paul Etheridge, number 586, Gone with the Wind.
Like a leaf that has blown away, gone with the wind. My lover has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips, but now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that filled my heart, gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart just like a flame. Love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream that has gone with the wind.
Paul Etheridge, number 586, with Gone with the Wind. I'm moving back here because our next girl vocalist, her voice isn't quite so loud as mine is. So I'm going to move back just a little bit. Before we do hear our next vocal semifinalist, we should mention that the big night for the Sun-Times Harvest Moon Festival is only 10 days away on Saturday night, November the 22nd. And along with four of the singers we have here tonight, there's going to be a show the likes of which hasn't been seen in the Middle West since the trippy sprinkle fight of last year. Or the time that Pete and I did a personal appearance at the Donner's Grove Youth Center, and that thing is pretty big, too, in its own way, I might add. The list of celebrities so far at the Harvest Moon Festival on November the 22nd includes Jack Benny, who has a radio show sometime, Bob Crosby and Rhonda Fleming, dancer Nancy Crompton, and Billy May and his band, along with Janet Leigh and Tony Curtis, and Ermine Burcham, so you won't want to miss that show at all. And I happen to know that our director, Herb Lutow, has a couple of tickets to that thing, so he's going to make it over. It's the show of the year, so plan now to be at the Chicago Stadium a week from this Saturday night on November the 22nd for the Harvest Moon Festival. And now, here is Tim Hathaway with a word about socks.
Next, Arbo, what?
Oh, I said it was last night at Spot. They canceled.
Yeah. I didn't know what you're talking about for a minute there, Bob, because we don't have any sock spots tonight.
Brilliant.
But I can tell you something about the Cubs. They're hibernating. Hi, Bob. Ethel Ayler, I'd like you to meet Bob Arbogast, and Ethel is number 298.
Smart guy, huh? Not you, Ethel. How are you?
Fine, how
understand,
are you?
After your Latin, not too well.
Yeah.
It's this Rashomon, see?
What's
nothing.
That?
I don't know. Ethel, you after you left the show here, you were on the first week, weren't you? Or second?
Second, I think.
You had an appearance on the WNBQ TV show, Coffee
mm-hmm.
Inn.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go? I understand it went well. I know you won't blow your own horn or anything, but Pete watched it. He said it was real nice. And how did you enjoy singing on television?
I had a wonderful time.
Was that the first time?
Yes.
What do you think of Marilyn Lovell? Doesn't she sing well?
She's a beautiful girl.
Boy, she is. She sure makes a show out of that. And the Van Dams and Hugh Downs, too. They want me to get out of here, and they want you to sing, so we'll talk sometime. Miss Ethel Ayler, number 298, to sing... Where are we here? Thine Alone. Miss Ethelator, number 298, with Vine Alone. Back to our last male vocalist and our last vocalist of all for this evening in just a moment. Right now, a word about coffee.
In the morning, round about 10.
Do you begin slowing up long about then? Need a fresh start.
Then you should take time out for a coffee break.
In the afternoon, about 3. Here's a good tip for you and me.
Quicken up, sharpen up, stop and take time out.
Time out.
Time out for a coffee break.
A cup of coffee makes the hardest job seem just a little easier. And for better coffee, follow the simple recipe of the Pan American Coffee Bureau. Have your coffee maker sparkling clean. Use 2 level tablespoonfuls for each 6-ounce cup of fresh cold water. Never boil coffee or warm it over. Make it fresh. Make it often. Give yourself a coffee break and get what coffee gives to you.
Morning, afternoon, always take time out.
Time out.
Time out for a coffee break.
Our last singer, Bob, and the last one on the show here before the 4 finalists go to the actual show at the Chicago Stadium a week from Saturday, Mr. Joe Young, number 720.
Hello again, Joe.
Oh, hello, Bob.
We want to thank you first before we go on tonight for that very entertaining bit just before the program. Pete mentioned earlier tonight that it seems that no one does up-tempo jump things for these semifinals. And so Joe just said, well, just for laughs, I'm going to sing Deed I Do. And indeed he did, and it was real good, too.
Oh, thank you.
And I've heard you sing the other type songs, and especially this one called Diana. I understand you're an old hand sort of a talent contest.
Like, somewhat.
Witnesses Blackhawk thing. What happened to you over there?
Well, I was on with Low Diamond there, and I was there for the first week. And after that week, I was asked to come back for the second week. And the second week, I came out first place.
Did you?
But then I had an engagement there with Buddy Marino in the band for a week.
Well, then you look like you may have it made. I don't know. I hope it works out that way for you. Tonight, to repeat it again, it's going to be Joe Young, number 720, and the thing he did for us a couple weeks ago, and very well, too, Diane.
I'm in heaven when I see you
this evening. Diane is sung by number 720, Joe Young. And there they are, out of more than 2,000 entrants in this year's Harvest Moon Festival vocal competition. These 6 have been selected as the very best. And to all of the singers, win or lose, our thanks for some fine vocal work on the show. And to all of you, real sincere good luck. Wraps us up for this evening. I bet you're glad it wraps us up. Not the singers, you know what I mean by that. Our director this evening, Herb Luteau, on turntables, Ed Turley, and our engineer, Bruce Knowles. Special thanks before we go for the past 4 weeks to accompanist Carl Grandemeyer, who's done a wonderful job at the piano, And Alden Haight and Mel Barker of the Chicago Sun-Times for their great help during these semifinals for the Harvest Moon Festival. This is Abergast. Tomorrow night, Train Seals on NBC.
This is WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago. Common sense care is still your best weapon against a cold. And for effective relief from cold discomforts, get Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when you have a cold, eat wisely, stay out of drafts, and get plenty of rest. And to get relief from the feverish feeling, the headache, and the ache all over feeling, do this. Drop two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. See them fizz, and drink the tangy, refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer relieves cold discomforts, helps you to feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer also makes an effective gargle to soothe a raspy, irritated throat